After 2 years of controversy, the Golden Globe ceremony was back on television last night. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco was there on the red carpet and backstage.
This year's Golden Globes MC Jerrod Carmichael wasted no time in addressing the elephant in the room.
I'm here because I'm black.
In his opening monologue, the comedian tore into the ceremony's host organization, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which had been called out for questionable practices and a lack of diversity.
The Golden Globe Awards did not air last year because the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, which I won't say they were a racist organization, but they didn't have a single black member until George Floyd died.
Last year, NBC ditched the broadcast, and many stars, studios, and publicists boycotted the ceremony in protest. Tom Cruise returned his Golden Globe Awards. Carmichael even joked about that. Since then, the journalist group has changed its bylaws, added a new code of conduct, and added more diverse members from around the world. It's even vowed to become more professional and to rebrand itself. On the red carpet, nominee Cheryl Lee Ralph said she did have second thoughts about attending.
But at the same time, I am very happy that the Hollywood Foreign Press is opening up its heart, its minds, its doors to membership to others. Everybody deserves respect.
During the ceremony, some of the winners were no-shows. Cate Blanchett, Zendaya, Amanda Seyfried, Kevin Costner. But there were some celebrities at the Beverly Hilton Ballroom, like Brad Pitt and Jenna Ortega. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky even made a cameo in a video. Once again, Golden Globe's guests got buzzed on champagne, and there were a few memorable speeches. For example, director Steven Spielberg won two awards for his film The Fabelmans, which was based on his childhood.
I've been hiding from this story since I was 17 years old. I told this story in parts and parcels all through my career. E.T. has a lot to do with the story. The Close Encounters has a lot to do with the story. But I never had the courage to hit this story head on.
The Fabelmans was crowned Best Motion Picture Drama. Among the biggest winners last night were the film The Banshees of Inisherin, which won three Golden Globes, and Quinta Brunson's TV series Abbott Elementary picked up three awards. The song Natu Natu from the Indian film RRR beat out rivals Rihanna and Taylor Swift for this year's Best Original Song. Austin Butler put on his Elvis Presley voice to pick up his award. Michelle Yeoh threatened to beat up the pianist as music tried to get her to wrap up her acceptance speech. And supporting actress winner Jennifer Coolidge from the show White Lotus fumbled through her thank yous with more than one bleeped expletive.
This is a fun night. Thank you. Thank you.
Hollywood may be ready to give the Golden Globes a comeback, but it hasn't yet forgotten what happened last year at the Academy Awards. In accepting the Cecil B. DeMille Award, comedian Eddie Murphy gave this advice to aspiring Hollywood talent.
Pay your taxes. Mind your business. And keep Will Smith's wife's name out your mouth!
The infamous Oscars slap is sure to come up again and again during Hollywood's award season, which has only just begun. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.